Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
1 Peter 1 and 3 says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Somebody say, Glory to God. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, in whom though you now know you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Say that with me. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise be unto the living God. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I do love you. I praise you, O God. I am in need of your touch tonight. I need you to touch my body, my mind, my soul, and spirit, dear God. Help me, dear God, to be your vessel and to be nothing more than your vessel tonight. Help me to bring forth this word tonight, dear God, in a way that you have given it to me. Help me, dear God, to bring it forth with your anointing, with your unction, with the power of the Holy Ghost upon it, dear God. Let it go forth that it might glorify the name of Jesus in all of eternity and all the universe. And let it go out, dear God, into all those under the sound of my voice, and let them receive, dear Lord, this word. And let it be a means, dear God, by which their souls are enlightened and nourished by this word and their lives strengthened in Jesus' name. We thank you and pray, and everybody said, Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah. Went home today thinking I was going to have it easy. That didn't work out. Hallelujah. My soul was vexed. I mean, I was in battle. I was overrun with the battle in the spirit, battle over the church, battle over the finances, battle over the services. Hallelujah. I was in spiritual warfare today. I had literally planned to go back and just pick up last Sunday morning's message that I didn't get to preach and preach it tonight, thinking, I got an easy day. But it didn't happen that way, because the more I looked at it, I just did not. You know what I mean by it didn't connect? I just didn't feel it. I was like, well, the Lord gave it to me. I know He gave it to me. I just don't feel it. So I started seeking other messages that I had gone back, and I looked at other messages that I had not preached yet. And guess what? Not one of them fit either. And I was getting just a little bit nervous. It was getting on about 3 o'clock. And I said, Lord, I need Your help. I'm struggling here, Lord. I've got messages prepared, but I know they're not what You want me to preach. Help me, dear Lord. And He said this to me, season to celebrate. And I thought, well, we're going to talk about Christmas again. Hallelujah. You know, we talked about this morning how there's all kinds of, people will find a reason. People in the church will find a reason to argue and quarrel and bicker about every little thing. I don't celebrate Halloween. We don't celebrate Halloween. But every year we like to do an alternative to Halloween to keep the kids from participating in Halloween and bring them out to the church to do something wholesome and safe. Amen. We ain't got to worry about them getting drugs in their candy. We ain't got to worry about them getting pins and razor blades in their candy. And we don't got to worry about them worshiping Satan through some druidic practice or some satanic practice that's going on out there in the world. We bring them to church and we do spiritual things with them. And people just love to lamb blast churches that do a fall festival. You're celebrating Halloween. No, we're not. We've got to the point we don't even do costumes anymore. We just come out, roast marshmallows, cook weenies, give away candy, play games, have a cakewalk, have a great time and go home. Hayride, that kind of thing. Well, you're doing it on that night. No, we don't. Well, you're doing it close enough to that night that it counts. And I'm thinking, okay. So if I do anything on this night or nearby this night, I'm celebrating Halloween. Yep. So we need to cancel the month of October for services. Amen. Right? Well, you're celebrating Easter. That's a pagan ritual. Okay, so we won't come to church on Easter Sunday. Is that what you do? You cancel services on Easter Sunday? No, but we don't call it Easter. So what? We don't call that Halloween. People want to complain and gripe and bicker about every little thing. But right now, we are in a season that people all over the world are celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ came to this earth and He came as a baby. Glory to God. He was born of a virgin. Praise be unto the living God. He was born in a stable and He came as a pauper, but He also was the King of Kings. Somebody glorify God in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, when the Lord said to me, season to celebrate, I said, all right, that's got to be in the scripture somewhere. So I started doing a search. There was buku searches and verses that talked about a season. Couldn't find a single one that says it was a season to celebrate. But I ran across this passage. When greatly you rejoice, though now for a season, if you need be, you're in heaviness throughout manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold and perisheth through it, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory of the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love, in whom though now you see Him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That is one of my favorite phrases in the Bible. I'll just scream it out sometime. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. You know what joy unspeakable is? I'm going to try to speak what joy unspeakable is. Joy unspeakable is joy that is so intense. It is so powerful. It is so moving. It takes you to such a high and joyful place that you cannot describe it, that you cannot speak it, that you cannot call it out to somebody else and say, hey, look, I'm going through joy unspeakable. You don't get to do that, because when the joy unspeakable and full of glory is there, you're just lost in it. You don't care whether there's anybody else around you watching or hearing or what. You're in the presence of God. Does anybody here love to get in the presence of God? I do love finding myself in his presence. That's like Friday night in my office. I wasn't studying. Pastor, you don't study 24 hours a day. I was not studying. I was not praying. Pastor, you weren't praying at that time? No, I was at my desk working. I was working on a song for Homespun Christmas, a new one. And I'm excited about it. The more I listened to it, the more I heard it, the more I worked on creating the video for it, the more excited I got, the more powerful the glory of the Lord is. And I was starting to have just revival in my office right there, me in my chair. Hallelujah, just the glory. Well, you know what was going on? It was joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. This saints of God, it might not be a season to talk about the resurrection. It might not be the season to worry about Halloween. But what this season is, it's a season to celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ came to earth as a child. He came to earth as a man. And he came so that he might become a sacrifice. That he might save us from our sins. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Of his kingdom there shall be no end. That part right there, I love. Because when he sets up his kingdom, glory to God, that 1,000-year reign is going to take place here on earth. That year, that millennial reign that we keep hearing about, keep talking about, the second coming of the Lord, when he comes back and puts the devil and all his angels in the pit for 1,000 years and the Christians get to rule and reign on this planet. Hallelujah, that's going to be an ultimate time. But it won't be nearly as ultimate as the time that's coming after that, when the Lord gathers all of us yet again and takes the entire place to heaven. Hallelujah. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth. Hallelujah, glory to God. We will be in eternity with him forever. Yeah. And you know what that'll be? It'll be joy unspeakable. Yeah. And full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm closing my eyes, and as I'm preaching, as I'm saying it, I'm seeing an atom. With the nucleus and the protons and the neutrons circling around the nucleus. And I can see it. And I'm saying, God, what is this? And he said, it's the power. It's the power of my glory. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I will. I will, Father. Hallelujah. It's the power of his glory. Praise be unto the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Joy, unspeakable and full of glory. That's one of those phrases that's my favorite. But you want to know another one of my favorite phrases? He said this is a season to celebrate. Amen. Say that with me. A season to celebrate. Hallelujah. I love also Psalm 150. The youth group at Kinley used to do a mime to that song, Psalm 150. And I want to see it again so bad. I want to experience it. Say what?
Every time we get it started, you don't let me get it started. The devil wears it.
Well, I rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus, and I command him to fall under your feet. I want to see that mime. I want to see that thing set, because you will celebrate with that one, folks. Psalm 150 says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Come on, saints, lift up your hands, lift your voices, and praise ye the Lord in this house tonight. Celebrate the season.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, dear God. And when I was preparing this, I began to hear a song. I don't know the whole song, so I went looking for it. I didn't download it to play it, but I took down the lyrics. And I want you, this song, I declare, we might have to get this one ready to sing, Mason. It says, we've got a reason to celebrate. Jesus Christ is Lord. Clap your hands, all ye people, all in one accord. We've got a reason to celebrate. He has done great things. Everybody rejoice and sing. Celebrate Jesus is exalted. Celebrate his name we raise. Celebrate Jesus, we give you glory. We offer up the highest praise. We've got a reason to celebrate. Celebrate the Messiah. Magnify his name yesterday and tomorrow. Evermore the same. Join in the celebration. Lift your voices high. Jesus is the reason why. Celebrate. Jesus is exalted. Celebrate with the timbrel and the dance. Celebrate his excellence. And by the lifting of your hands, glory to God. Oh, celebrate. Jesus is exalted. Celebrate his name we raise. Celebrate Jesus. We give glory. We offer up the highest praise. Hallelujah. We've got a reason to celebrate. Celebrate, oh, Jesus is exalted. Celebrate his name we raise. Celebrate Jesus, we give you glory. We offer up the highest praise. That song can be nothing but an outward glorifying of the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. When I just saw that nuclear symbol, the nucleus and the protons and the neutrons circling around it, the Lord said unto me, that's the power of my glory. And he said, the power of my glory will overcome the darkness in your souls. It'll overcome the darkness in your night. It'll overcome the darkness in your peace. You understand what I'm saying? He said his power, the power of his glory is nuclear power. It's the power of his glory is ultimate power. The power of his glory is there. And when you get involved in that deep personal worship with the living God, that season to celebrate, when you get involved deeply in that power and worship and glory, he will come down. You just don't get this when I say it. The Lord inhabits the praises of his people. Now, when Moses wanted to see God, God would speak to Moses and he could hear him, but Moses couldn't see him. Moses said, we talk together a lot, Lord. Oh, I want to see you. Moses might have been singing, oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice. Moses told God, he said, God, I want to see you. And God said, Moses, you can't see me. He said, if any man were to see me in the fullness of my glory, he would burn up into ash. He would disappear because I am so great and so powerful. Think about that now. We're talking about God. He's so great and so powerful. If you were to look upon him, all of him at once, you would disappear. And God and Moses said, but Lord, I still want to see you, even if it means I'm going to die. Well, the Lord said, we're going to do this then. He said, up in the mountain. You go up in the mountain, you're going to find a cleft. And that cleft, you could take that cleft all the way through the mountain to the other side. And when you get to the other side, there will be a wall. And in that wall will be a tiny little slit that you can look through with one eye. And if you get over there all the way over to, through that mountain, all the way to that wall, and that tiny little slit in the wall, if you make it all the way over there, I will walk past that little slit in the mountain, and I will let you see my hind quarter. Not all of him, but just a hind quarter as he's walking away. Moses said, all right, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready. So Moses made the trek. He climbed all the way through that mountain, got to the other side of that cave and got there where that wall was. And sure enough, there was a little slit in the wall. And Moses got up there and stuck his eye up to it. And when he did, God walked past it for just a brief second. And Moses could see his hind quarter. I mean, maybe a shoulder. And when he passed by, Moses turned around and walked away. Moses had an easier time getting back out of that cave than he had going in. You want to know why? Because he was glowing white. And he put off light that shined through the darkness. He could see his way out of that dark cave. When Moses got back down to the to the children of Israel. Joshua was blinded. He, well, not blinded, but he couldn't look on him. Nobody could look on Moses. From that point on, Moses had to wear a veil because his countenance was so white and so bright. His hair had turned a solid white. His beard had turned a solid white. His flesh had turned a solid white. He glowed so bright that people couldn't bear to look at him. They kept looking at him like this, and he had to wear a veil so that they could bear to look in his direction because he had been in the presence of the Most High God. He had seen the glory of the Lord, the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Thank you, Jesus. Imagine the Lord saying to you, I'm coming. I'm going to be where you are. I'm talking about the living God. The living God comes down in the middle of your life, in the middle of your turmoil, in the middle of your trials, in the middle of the tribulation you're going through. The Lord comes down and inhabits it in the middle of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord comes down. Imagine him being there in your presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Him there in front of you. When you're in the very presence of God, there'll be joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. I remember there was a church that I used to work as a minister of youth and Christian education. I handled Sunday school, I handled Wednesday night classes, I handled youth ministry, I handled children's ministry. I ordered all the materials and that kind of thing. And that pastor decided that he didn't want me there anymore. He wanted to hire a fellow from across town and bring people from that church to come to his church because basically, my youth ministry had grown 3,000%, and the sanctuary had caught up with it that way because the kids were bringing their parents, and people were talking about how many people that my ministry had brought to the church, and he was jealous. He was upset. And so he took to yelling and screaming at me every day. He would call me in his office every day for 45 minutes to an hour to yell and scream and chew me out. He would make things up to yell at me about. He would go back over things that we'd already worked out weeks before and chew me up. But he did it every single day. It got to the point that I would try to sneak in before he got there. Or I would sneak in and pull in, come in the back way before he could see me, and I would sneak into my office. But he always remembered to call my office and see if I was there and call me over to his office and chew me out, reprimand me in and out. It got to the point that I started saying, he's going to do it. So I'm going to go into the gymnasium. The gymnasium was where me and my young people and me and my children, that's where we had church. That's where the praises of God went up from those young people. That's where the power of the Holy Ghost moved in those services. That's where I met God. And I would go into that gymnasium, and I would stand in the middle of it all by myself at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I would stand in there and I would sing, I love to praise him. I love to praise his name. You know, I was singing it. God inhabits the praises of his people. And when God comes down and inhabits the praises of people, there is joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. And it got to the point, I was down there having church by myself, sometimes 45 minutes to an hour by myself before I would walk up and go to the office. Hallelujah. And sometimes I would be down there singing and worshiping and praising God, and the glory of the Lord would be there around me and with me. And the pastor would send his secretary down to the gym to interrupt me, to tell me to come to his office. And she never would interrupt me. She would walk down there and she would see the glory of God all over me. And I would look, and I would see her. She would be standing there like this, being respectful of the presence of God. And when I would get done and I would turn around and I would see her, I would look at her and she'd say, Pastor Mack, the pastor would like to see you in his office. I said, but when I would go up there then, I would sit across from his desk and I would have peace. And I would smile. because I had a reason to celebrate. I had been in the presence of God, and there was joy unspeakable and full of glory all in my heart and in my soul and in my spirit. And he could rip me apart all he wanted to. And the harder he would try, the more I would just sit there with my eyes closed and in peace. I wouldn't even argue with him anymore. And it made him furious. And he would say, "What do you got to say for yourself?" And I would say, "Absolutely nothing, sir. You're exactly right, 100%. I respect you as my authority." And it would make him furious, angry. And then he would say, "Get out of here." And I'd go to my office and I'd start my day. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it don't matter what kind of turmoil you're going through. It don't matter what kind of trials you're going through. If you will find yourself in a season to celebrate, if you will find yourself lifting up the name of Jesus, if you will find yourself at the foot of the cross, if you will find yourself entering the throne room of God, glorifying his name, there is no kind of turmoil, there is no kind of trial, there's no kind of tribulation that can take away your peace, that can take away your joy. And I'm talking about joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Praise your name, Jesus. Anybody who would like to come and join me for a season of prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Well, here I am. You know, everybody here needs to know that this church is important to each and every one that's sitting in these pews right now. Right now. Some of them can't be here. I know that. I understand that part. But this church is important to me and to everyone here. Or else we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
Let's face it. We drive. I know Glenn and a lot longer than I do, and just a little bit longer, but we still drive 18 to 20 miles to this church, one way. And I know you do the same thing, Sister Cheryl, just as far, if not further. But God, why? Why do we do that? Because we love this church, and that's a good reason for it. So I'm going to close out the service. Excuse me for one thing, though. I need Sister Delaney to come up here. Matter of fact, I'll just come over here. I'm going to do the five-finger prayer. Elijah? No? All right. Here she goes.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died across of my sin. Make me a new Christian. Punch the devil in the face.
Amen. You couldn't ask nothing better than that. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now. We ask you to watch over each and every one as we go our separate ways. We ask you to touch each and every one and keep them in your presence, Lord Jesus, and keep them safe and healthy on their way up till the next appointed time. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to anoint the food that we're about to partake over at the fellowship hall. We ask you to bless it to the nourishment of our bodies and the bodies that I serve. In the precious and holy name of Jesus, we say it. Amen.
Amen.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center. Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.